Good morning. I'm Jenna Dooley. Illinois Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker is scheduled to take the oath of office just after noon today. Brian Mackey has a preview.
This is a time of immense challenge for Illinois. The state's finances have been weak since the Great Recession, and the two-year budget stalemate that dominated Governor Bruce Rauner's administration only made things worse. Pritzker comes in with a long list of campaign pledges, from raising the minimum wage and hiking taxes on the wealthy to lowering the cost of college and legalizing recreational marijuana. But unlike Rauner, Pritzker will have broad legislative majorities from his own party to help enact his agenda. In fact, his inauguration completes a Democratic sweep of Illinois government, as members of that party will also be sworn in today as Secretary of State, Attorney General, Controller, and State Treasurer. I'm Brian Mackey.
In other news, the federal government shutdown cut off funding for food stamps, but the 1.8 million Illinoisans who rely on those benefits will keep getting them for another month. Illinois Department of Human Services Secretary James Demas says there's a catch.
Those benefits are going to have to be issued early. We're going to be issuing February benefits on or before January 20th, but it's going to be really important that people understand that this is early, not extra.
Demas says recipients will receive the normal amount on their link card, but he stresses the need to parcel out the money to cover next month's food, and says people still going hungry should seek help from local food banks. Parts of central Illinois have registered record snowfalls after a winter storm struck and lingered for much of the weekend. Close to 8.5 inches of snow fell in the capital city. Springfield's State Journal Register reports that the storm broke a 55-year record for daily snowfall on Saturday. It cites the National Weather Service, saying the snowfall broke the previous record set in 1964. The storm lashed the region starting Friday and lasted into Sunday. The National Weather Service says more than 11 inches of snow fell on Springfield in total. The weekend's storm made road conditions especially dangerous across the Midwest and into the Mid-Atlantic regions. An Illinois state trooper was struck by a car and killed on Saturday. He was responding to a three-vehicle crash in suburban Chicago. This is Illinois News on your NPR station.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Illinois will welcome its 43rd governor as Democrat J.B. Pritzker is inaugurated in Springfield later today, as well as the rest of the slate of constitutional officers. You can hear it and watch at WSIUnews.org and through the WSIU app. Franklin County authorities say they're still investigating the death of a woman whose body was found near Ziegler over the weekend. The woman, who police say they have identified but are not releasing her name, was found by people who were riding ATVs in the area. Officials say the person's name will be released after family is notified. New research suggests radical drops in income could be detrimental to heart health and contribute to premature death. The study was observational, not intended to prove cause or effect, but study author Tali Alfasi contends the health impacts of changes in personal income need further investigation.
In particular, stress has been hypothesized to lead to adverse events and cardiovascular disease. So if there are specific coping mechanisms that individuals or families might use to help them through these hard times, that's certainly something that we would want to look into.
The research was recently published in the American Heart Association's journal Circulation. And in addition to weather troubles at St. Louis Lambert Airport over the weekend, part of the airport was evacuated for a few hours after the roof caught fire. No one was hurt yesterday, but firefighters say they're still working to determine what caused the fire. Officials evacuated an area near where the fire happened. That was Terminal 1, which was closed for about 2 hours. Terminal 2 continued operating, but several flights had to be delayed. I'm Jennifer Fuller.